you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for this Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. We hear his voice on so many programs from Moody Radio. Today in the Word, Overnight on the Weekends, and The Land in the Book. His name is John Gager. Welcome to Mark and Friends, John.
Hey, good to be with you, Donna.
You know, you've walked the halls at Moody for many years. How did you initially land your job at Moody?
Well, I started when I was a student, Donna. At the time, they were still doing the very kind of tail end of their studio dramas like Stories of Great Christians and Sugar Creek Gang. And I auditioned with Mr. Mike Kellogg, who was the coordinator of all that. I was still a Moody student. And he said, "Young man, we don't hire students." I said, "But yeah, couldn't I just try?" We hire professionals." "Well, I think I could do it." "All right." So he set me up with an audition. And even the audition was kind of funny, Donna, because I read a script that I had written and was very proud of. And he kind of picked the script apart, and he was right. I mean, it was really not great. We got all done, you know, with this editing of this script. And I said, "Well, thank you for your time." And he says, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I thought we were done." He said, "Well, I don't much care for your script, but you read well. You're hired."
Wow. On the spot.
Yeah. So we started coming in on Saturdays and doing some of the dramas. And of course, you immediately find out how much you don't know. You know, God gives us certain skills and certain talents, but we have to develop them. And boy, sure, did I have a lot to learn, still do. But we got to work with some great actors, some professional people, and tried to learn a few things along the way.
Now, were you in the Sugar Creek Gang?
I was. They had several iterations of cast members. I ended up playing Bill, just plain Bill, as the song went. Not very fun. You know, it's always more fun to be the bad guy in a drama. I'm sorry, that sounds terrible. But,
yeah.
But you know, I was very straight-laced, well-behaved.
Oh, now, aren't all those still available through Moody Radio?
I believe you can download most, if not all of them. Sugar Creek Gang, yeah, Stories of Great Christians, I think so.
Now, what other dramas were you in?
Well, we did some special things. Let's see, I'm trying to remember. Mostly Sugar Creek Gang. And, you know, we did a very special version of Little Pilgrim's Progress. Mm. And I got to play Pilgrim.
Wow.
And man, that was my first exposure to the story. I am just now, Donna, finally reading the adult edition of Little Pilgrim's Progress. I have a copy of it that was done in the 1800s. So there's this old copy, not old as the story goes. As you know, it was written by Bunyan back in the, 1500 or 1600s. So still, by our standards, it's a bit old. But man, what a powerful story. If you've never read Pilgrim's Progress, you got to read it.
Did they redo that at Moody? Or I don't think they
have. Yes, they do have in fact, it's current, a version for kids with marvelous art. And if you just search for Pilgrim's Progress, kids, something like that, it'll turn up, and that's a winner, too.
Probably the program that our listeners here at Great News Radio and WLUJ Family of Stations would recognize you the most for is your work with The Land and the Book. Now, you've been at that, 10 years?
Yeah, a little over 10, more like 11.
And yeah, you host it and help produce it.
Yeah, we have a great team. Charlie Dyer, our host, Dan Anderson, our coordinating producer, he handles so many, many details, gets us all recorded, handles all the problems that come up technically, and keeps us on track. But it's a blast. It's a weekly, we call it a one-hour flyover of the Middle East. It makes you feel like you have traveled to the Holy Land without ever leaving your home or car.
Wow. And then who comes up with the special features, the stories?
We've got segment one, which is current events. That's all Charlie Dyer. He researches tons and tons of news websites. He's a news junkie himself and has been to the Holy Land more than 100 times. So he gets the political side, the news side, and helps us understand what's going on there in that opening segment. The second segment is an interview. Charlie steps away. I get to book the guests and interview them. We do a wide range, and it could be everything from someone from the Israeli consulate to a former Muslim who just came to know Jesus, that kind of thing. Then segment three is questions and answers with Charlie Dyer. We invite listeners to send in their question about prophecy, the Middle East, Scripture itself. And the fourth segment is a devotional. Charlie takes us to a place in Scripture, a place in the Holy Land, and he kind of welds the two together in a way that, boy, you never forget either.
What a rich program. I always walk away from that feeling rich.
It's, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's a privilege to be a part of it, and I don't listen as often as I should. You know how it is, Donna, you're in the trenches. It's like anything else. You work on it, you kind of lose sight of it. But once in a while, if I'm cleaning the bathrooms and I put on the podcast, I go, oh, boy, God is really doing great things in the Middle East.
Yeah, he is. Now, you've traveled, right, to Israel?
Yeah, we've been there about eight times now, and to Turkey as well, to the seven churches of Revelation. And always, every time, there is so much more to learn. I'm ashamed of what I don't know, having been there that many times.
And then you actually record on site and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do interviews there. We have a number of favorites. There's a guy named Menno Kalischer, a fearless, fiery preacher at the Jerusalem Assembly. This is a guy who served in the Israel Defense Forces and did well, but he was denied the promotions he should have had because he's a follower of Yeshua in a place that doesn't formally recognize him. He's a great guy. We talked to Pastor Nizar Tuma, a pastor who is from Nazareth. So there you are in Jesus' hometown. And there are others, of course, that we meet along the way. Oh, how we love our brothers and sisters in Bethlehem. We meet with a Bethlehem pastor right in his church. And that's neat. Boy, this guy has been threatened. Mm. He's been shot at. He firebombed everything. And still he holds out for the gospel and is hanging right in there.
It's amazing. What a privilege to interface with them. And we get to interface through your work here at the radio station. It's again called The Land and the Book, and it's a great program. Check it out. Now, that's not all you do, because you are the Energizer Bunny.
that's what my wife calls me.
And a few people at Moody. like a boss. And so we really have enjoyed a lot of your specials that you've done over the years. I know our listeners would recognize the Remembering Pilgrims.
Mm-hmm. That was such a treat. We went out to New England and we spent time in Plymouth. We went to the sites where the pilgrims actually were. And you know, Donna, I don't want to make too big a deal out of it, but I would say this. You know, we're all gifted differently spiritually. And I appear to have a little bit of an ability to just to sense, you know, a spirit that isn't right. And conversely, when you go there today, it is as if there's been this beautiful perfume that's been in the area and there's just a hint of it left. That's to say the stamp of the Puritans, the presence of the Puritans, is just barely, faintly still there. You can almost sense it in the air. And I don't think it's my imagination. What these people bequeathed to us by way of a nation, by way of biblical values, what a legacy.
The aroma of Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well said.
What are the other programs that were some of your favorites, or just kind of give us the list of the other specials?
Well, we've done a bunch of them that have been based in Israel. His Final Hours is an Easter piece. We've done, of course, O Little Town of Bethlehem. That was cool. We went all the way over to Bethlehem and interviewed a bunch of, you know, we actually interviewed a shepherd outside on the actual hills of Bethlehem. And a little aside here, Donna, we were so excited to finally talk to a real shepherd, you know. And we took some great audio interviews and then some video footage as well. And then I'm disassembling the video tripod. And I looked down at my feet and, you know, we'd been so focused on getting the interview right and doing the videos right. I had not noticed a large skeletal remains just a foot or two away from my own feet. And I said to Charlie Dyer, "Charlie, what is that dead animal?" He goes, "Oh, that's a sheep." I said, "Well, but why is it dead?" Oh, he said, "It was almost certainly killed." "Well, by what?" He said, "A wolf." "A wolf?" "Yeah, oh, wolves are still killing." And I thought to myself, what a visual allegory. Wolves are still killing. We still have an enemy, right? Mm. Going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so that was kind of a stark reminder. But we've done several other Christmas-based, Easter-based stories. I like this one, His Final Hours. We did Jesus and the Death of Death. And then we did a Hanukkah special. We've done another pilgrim drama. We did an actual one-hour special that was called The Cabin Boy, and it was based on a fictional character who went over on the Mayflower, the cabin boy, who of course has to winter with the pilgrims, sees their tremendous loss, and he eventually comes to faith in Christ. That's kind of a neat story. But right now we're working on an all-new one. Could I tell you about that one?
Let's hear it.
It's called 10 Legal Hot Buttons, Issues That Christians Are Facing in 2023. The fact of the matter is, you know, if you do any reading at all, you get the idea that our culture is getting kind of daily just a little bit more hostile toward Christianity. You know, it's not that you can't believe what you want. They're all for your believing whatever you want. They just don't want you to express that outside the walls of your church or home. You know, that's shoving your agenda at them. Now, mind you, they have complete sway. They can say whatever they want. You're just disqualified from saying anything because you're a Christian. So these legal hot buttons that we're facing include things like pronoun pressure, the increasing directives of laws and culture to say you must use the preferred pronouns despite biological differences. Issues like workplace rights for Christians. You know, when you hired on at the company, you said, look, guys, I'm excited for the job. Thanks for hiring me. Just so we're all clear up front, Sunday is my day to worship. And so we really need to respect that. If you don't mind, I'm glad to fill in however else you need me. But Sunday is my day to worship. And they said, OK, fine. And then 2 years later, they said, you're working on Sunday and there's no budging. Well, believe it or not, you have a legal right to contest that. So there's this. What about you're in the public school and you're told you can write a paper about any childhood hero you like, and you decide, your fourth grader decides to write a paper about Jesus, and the teacher says that's not acceptable. Well, guess what? That is constitutionally illegal, what that teacher has just done. But it happens all the time. All kinds of legal hot buttons. And of course, we've got now going on, in addition to that, you know, keep your faith to yourself. Don't share these things in public. So there are 10 legal hot buttons covered in this hour-long Moody Radio special, which will come out probably late spring.
And we've got a real lawyer, David Gibbs Jr.
Yes. David Gibbs Jr. is the founder of the Christian Law Association. He founded it back in 1969, and it came as a result of his wife saying, "Hey, hon, you know you're a lawyer, but what if we were to help out Christians for free who were being troubled for their faith? Would we do that?" He says, "I don't think anybody's being troubled for their faith here in America." She says, I know, but if it did happen, would we do that?" And he said, "A lawyer helping out Christians." And in tongue-in-cheek, Donna, his standard line is, "I'm not sure even God even likes lawyers, but I suppose we would." Well, he says, wouldn't you know, that week they got a call from someone who was being sued for their faith. And it has just gone from there. And they take hundreds of thousands of phone calls every single year. And they offer legal advice, legal opinion letters. And when necessary, they go to court. And they never charge a dime for any of those services. So they're quite a ministry. They've seen it all, done it all, litigated it all. Dr. Gibbs has been before the Supreme Court more than a dozen times. I mean, these guys are top-notch at what they do. And so when he says these are 10 legal hot buttons, they're hot, and we need to hear about them.
What a joy to be able to work with someone of that caliber.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty sharp. You don't stump him. I mean... Like I say, he's seen it all, done it all, and he's got good advice. So keep an eye out for 10 legal hot buttons.
You know that the fire is the hottest when you're over the target. So David Gibbs Jr. is definitely over the target, and the enemy does not like what he's doing. But I'm so glad he's on our team.
Yeah, for sure. What a guy. What a voice. What a neat thing to be able to part of it. And you'll be part of it as you keep it here at Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. 10 legal hot buttons coming later this spring.
There you go. You've got a little insight into a new program that Moody will be using. So tell us about your overnights. How's that going?
Oh, What a treat, Donna. What a treat to meet with our listeners on the weekend overnights. Man, we get to share some really neat music, of course, but some devotional thoughts and some scriptures that are so powerful. Honestly, I say to my wife, you know, when I'm doing this right, and there's lots of scripture, that defines doing it right. When I'm pointing to Jesus big time, sharing the simple gospel simply, I come out of there energized. And I could have worked at it for hours,
yep.
But I feel like I just got started after, you know, drinking a triple latte, shotte thing of something, and I'm going. I mean, and I think God just, it's like the scriptures say, he inhabits the praise of his people. I think he likes it that much that he just kind of energizes us. So it's a real blast to be part of Overnights.
Yeah, that's a blessing. Eagle's wings, you know, we just, we mount up with the wings of eagles. We run and we're not weary. We walk and we're not faint. And yeah, you feel that today in the Word. So you have been at that for how many years?
I don't know, for a while. Today in the Word, of course, is Moody Bible Institute's daily devotional guide in print, or of course available online at todayintheword.org. And if you're a regular listener, you of course know there's an audio version of that, and Donna is featured as one of the readers. We get to be a part of that together. It's a daily devotional, two-minute feature. I think it's pretty cool, Donna. What about you?
I love that. It's just, it's you get in, you get out, it's 2 minutes, and you get some really meaty information. And I'm the same with you, John. When I get done with my Today in the Word devotional readings for Moody, I'm just like, wow, that was amazing. I've learned so much, and I'm just energized. And so that has really been a blessing to be able to voice that. It's funny because maybe 5 years ago, I would be your announcer. You know, I would come on and I would say, you know, and here's John Gager. And you would always say, thank you, Donna. And then when they asked me to be one of the readers, what I was so excited about was that you would be announcing me. And then I could say, thank you, John. But it never happened because we ended up getting rid of the announcers and we both just do our own thing. But I'm just like, oh, I lived for that, you know.
Oh, boy.
But that's okay. But if you want to say it now, I'll be good.
You're listening to Today in the Word with today's devotional reading. Here's Donna Leland.
Thank you, John. Okay, I got it out of my system.
I hope it was as good as you hoped.
It was all good. Yeah, it's all good. It's all fun. So yeah, that's an honor as well. So anything else you're up with that I missed?
Well, you know, we're still thrilled that Moody Publishers has connected with us on this book, Kids Say the Wisest Things. That actually came out several years ago, but it's a neat collection of 26 lessons you didn't know kids could teach you. Essentially, Donna, every chapter is a little story about something a kid said. And you know, sometimes kids say silly things that are just nonsense, but once in a while they say things that are quite profound. Well, this is a collection of those profound things, along with a devotional application that makes you go, in a big way. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, where did you collect these little thoughts, these little...
Well, sometimes people share the stories with me. Some of them are my own kids or grandkids. I think at the time when we were out camping and we had our oldest grandkid with us, Jocelyn. She was about two or three at the time, and she was coming down the steps of our camper. And, you know, at that age, they're pretty steady on their feet, but once in a while they get tangled up. And this was one of those once in a while moments, Donna. Instead of walking down the steps, she tumbled down those steps. I mean, we're sitting out by the campfire, and we're watching in horror as she goes bloom, 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 you know, lands in a pile of dust and gravel and tears. And we're like, did she, you know, break her leg? Did she break her arm? Is she paralyzed? What are we going to tell her parents? You know, all those guys. Well, before we could reach her, she picked herself up. She's rubbing the dust and gravel out of her eyes, climbs back up those steps, and she says, now let's try that again. I'm not kidding you. That's what she said. And she walked right down those stairs without an incident. And I thought to myself, isn't that just the very message that Jesus says to us when we've taken a fall? Let's try that again. He doesn't accuse. He doesn't berate us. He doesn't trash us. He says, let's try that again.
Yeah.
And that's just one of the 26 lessons in this Moody Publishers book, Kids Say the Wisest Things.
Yeah, we all stumble in many ways.
Yeah.
So that's a refreshing reminder. You know, give us one more. That was fun.
Okay, so we're in a museum with four little grandchildren in a room full of priceless artifacts. What could possibly go wrong? Well, one of these is this great big vase, or if you're much more cultured than I am, Donna, it's vase. It's a large thing, and it has all kinds of mythical creatures around the perimeter, the outside of this, the opening of the vase. And the docent there is going on and on about this is the god of war, and this is the god of love, and this is the god of fertility, and this is the god of harvest. And little 4-year-old Caleb raises his hand, and she's like, she's never been interrupted, you know, once in the 10,000 times she's done her little spiel. She says, "What is it, young man?" He says, "Excuse me, there's only one god." And she was completely floored, had no idea what to say. She goes, "Well, you'll learn more about that in school, I expect."
Wow. That is wonderful.
Wow, you know, why don't all of us, you know, have that kind of courage? He wasn't angry. He wasn't arrogant. He was respectful, but he was bold. He said, "Excuse me, there's only one God."
The faith of a little child.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another of the the stories in that little book. Kids say the wisest things. It's a quick read, but boy, it'll leave you thinking for sure.
Well, John, our time has run out, but I am just so blessed to have had you on. And now when people hear you across our stations and they hear different programs that you're voicing, they'll have a little bit of insight into your heart and who you are.
Well, thank you for this time, Donna. And you need to know that as you're listening on Great News Media or the WLUJ family of stations, there's no point to us doing what we do unless you're doing what you're doing, listening. We get that. We don't take that for granted. And you need to know it means a lot. So thanks for supporting this great station that you listen to all the time and for keeping this ministry in your prayers, too. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
Join Mark tomorrow as he sits down with Pastor Jason Schiffo and others as they enjoy the teaching ministry here on Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. Have a great day.